Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. To episode 75 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will be speaking about how to teach children on the spectrum. There are a few important strategies and tips we need to remember while teaching our children on the spectrum. As a parent, it is very important that you are aware of these tips so you can maximize your child's learning at home. The first thing we need to remember is the way we set up the environment, as environment plays a very important role in teaching our autistic children and the way they learn. We have to first make sure that the environment is clutter-free, so it is not overwhelming for the child. Many autistic children are sensitive to lighting, so make sure to keep the lighting low. When your child is working on an activity or you are working with your child, make sure that they do not have too many things on the table, as this might cause the child to feel overwhelmed and confused. Just give them the number of pieces or the things they need for that activity in order for them to be successful. Many autistic children also have sensory challenges, so we need to provide them with appropriate sensory supports like fidget tools, weighted lap pads, or proper cushions which can help them feel safe. Make sure the room is calm. There are no distractions in the background like TV, music, as it can make the child feel overwhelmed. Try to have a calm down corner in the home so the child can take a break when they feel overwhelmed. Make sure also that when you are ready to work with your child and your child is sitting at the table, you have all the things needed for the activity with you. So when the child is ready to learn, you are ready as well. Now, number two, the next strategy is using visuals with children on the spectrum. Visual processing is a strength for children on the spectrum. It is always beneficial to pair our language or words with visuals, as visuals stay forever and the children can go back to it and refer to it in comparison to words, which can disappear once we have said it. We all use visuals in our daily life. Visuals can help the child clearly understand the directions or expectations, which can be very hard for the child on the spectrum to understand, as many of them have delayed processing skills. Visuals are tools, so we need to teach our children how to use it. They don't have to be fancy, but they have to be functional. The visuals can be schedules, photos, written text, pictures with text, objects, symbols with words. If you want to teach them daily hygiene skills, you can break down the task such as washing hands or brushing teeth into simple, smaller steps. Pair it with a visual and then the child can follow along. Number three, in order for our children to learn, break down the skills into smaller parts and then teach the child, so the child does not feel confused or frustrated and overwhelmed. By using this strategy, we can teach many skills to our child on the spectrum. Number four, provide the children with sensory breaks throughout the learning activity. For some children, sitting at one place for a specific period of time and focusing is difficult. They might seek movement to focus. It might appear that your child is not listening or is not paying any attention to you, but they are. Trust me, they are. Some children on the spectrum watch through or look through peripheral vision or side view, side vision, as eye contact might be painful for them. So do not force them to do that. Number five, the next strategy is to provide your child with choices so they feel a sense of control. Such as, if your child has to do two worksheets, one for English, one for math, offer them a choice which worksheet they would like to do first. Give the choices which you can honor. Giving them choices helps the child feel in control and can reduce power struggles. Number six, use a reinforcer, something which the child likes, while teaching them new skills. Make sure you keep the reinforcer only while doing that activity and do not offer your child free access outside of the activity. Otherwise, your child will lose interest and motivation. Make sure you offer them the reinforcer once they are successful after the activity and offer lots of social praise. Number seven, many children might be doing therapy like ABA, speech, OT in addition to school. It is very important for parents to sit in those sessions, make notes, and learn the techniques from the therapist so you can do carryover at home as the child is in the therapy only for an hour or two once a month. And the rest of the time, the child is spending time with their parents. So we have to do the carryover of the therapy so the child can make maximum gains. So I hope these strategies which I have discussed today in this episode can help you to teach your child with autism at home so we can maximize their learning and progress at home. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you find this helpful, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Good Pods. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Welcome to the first episode of the Autism Family Story Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how we started our journey into the world of autism. Our son, Arian, was born on 4th of November, 2005. In the beginning, Arian was a very quiet baby. He rarely cried and he hit all his milestones. We never noticed anything was wrong until my mother-in-law, who is a special needs teacher, got it to our attention when Arian was around 18 months of age, that he might have autism. Arian demonstrated all the classic signs of autism, like he never responded to his name, there was no eye contact, he didn't play with toys, he babbled a bit, but there was no verbal speech. At around 2 years of age, Arian started regressing. He finally got diagnosed with autism at 3 years of age. He got diagnosed with moderate to severe nonverbal autism, and it was a big relief to us as a family. We were told in the beginning that the prognosis did not look good for Arian, and there was not much we could do. I must say though, today Arian is a teenager, and he has come a long way since the time he was first diagnosed. As parents, we had absolutely no idea at the time of diagnosis what autism was, had never heard about it. And me, like all other moms, started researching on Google to find any and all information I could find to help my son. And it was very overwhelming and very isolating at the same time. I took it upon myself at that time that I was going to make every possible effort to make sure that Arian can have a meaningful life. Thus began our journey into the world of autism. And I must say that we are indeed blessed to raise Arian. I will be sharing more on our journey in the upcoming episodes. I have a blog, Autism Family Story, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are on the same journey or who are beginning their journey in this field. I also do have a Facebook and Instagram page with the same name. Herein I share lots of information, videos to help other parents who are navigating this complex world of autism. Do follow me there. and listen to my podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today.